My topic is not as technical as the prior speakers. It's more of a down-to-earth presentation of how your client gets possession of the property, either from a tenant who hasn't been paying or the client has acquired the property at the foreclosure sale. I do want to thank Tommy Bastian for talking me into presenting this, and frankly, I'm flattered in the sense that this is the first time in many, many years I've seen evictions come up as a distinct topic at one of these seminars. And that kind of ties into the fact that evictions have historically been the stepchild of the default servicing industry. You know, the foreclosure work is the king, and bankruptcies follow, and then, well, we may need to evict them. But I take a different position. Until your client, whether he's the landlord or the mortgage servicer or an individual investor, can take possession of the property, they're not going to make any money. They can't put a new tenant in there. They can't put it on, rehab it and put it on the market. So I think it is a significant part, if perhaps not the most significant part, of the default servicing process. So I'm not going to follow the outline my colleague wrote. It's a very technical guideline to eviction, so you don't really need to be seeing where I'm in it. I'm more going to be talking about down-to-earth tips that I've learned from other attorneys and through the hard way of trying to make evictions flow a little more smoothly in the state of Texas. And keep in mind, I'm speaking strictly from the standpoint of representing not the tenant, but either the landlord or the owner of the property. I've kind of divided it up into know your client, know your judge, talking about the notice to vacate, which is the most important part of the whole process, and then talking about some other tips and best practices. But